Reinhardt will be here to introduce Wednesday's Late Junction. Before that, we've the second of this evening's proms. And as you may know by now, there's a new way for you to listen to live proms via an extra high-quality audio stream on the website at bbc.co.uk/proms. So now we join Catherine Bott on stage at the Royal Albert Hall.
Once upon a time in the 1970s, there was a musician called Simon Jeffs who'd grown weary of the stiffness of classical music and the limitations of rock. One night he had a dream about the future, where everyone lived in soulless grey apartment blocks with cameras watching over them all the time, where people slumped in front of television screens, where couples made love in silence and without passion, where musicians worked wearing headphones through which no sound escaped. But there was one place in this dream dystopia where light and the chaotic sounds of humanity spilled out into the street, the Penguin Cafe, where people went to eat and drink, talk and laugh, and listen to the band playing live at the back. Simon awoke from his dream and he decided that he would write the music that would be played by the orchestra of the Penguin Cafe. Simon Jeffs was the master of tunes that worm their way into our ears and burrow deep into our culture. Even if you think you don't know the sound of the Penguin Cafe, you probably do. As his son Arthur says, there's a quiet generosity to the music. It doesn't stamp up and down. So now we're off to the Dream Cafe to hear the band, reimagined for a new generation by Arthur Jeffs in memory of his father. Tonight, the warm crimson splendour of the Royal Albert Hall offers an antidote to grey soullessness as the 11 musicians of Penguin Cafe, with special guest Catherine Tickell, reintroduce us and the live Radio 3 audience to the mysterious power of the music that takes on a life of its own. Please welcome, making their proms debut, Arthur Jeffs and Penguin Cafe.
Good one.
Thank you. Thank you. This is Penguin Cafe. I'd just like to say that to come and play my father's music at the proms at the Albert Hall, it's sort of like a musical OBE for my father. I just wanted to say that we're tremendously proud to be here and wanted to say thank you very much to the BBC and the Albert Hall and our promoters for working so hard to make all this happen. The next tune we're going to do is called From the Colonies. Thank you. Thank you. For our next number, Swing the Cat, I'm delighted to welcome to the stage Catherine Tickell. Who will also be playing pipes a bit later on in the set. Swing the Cat. Thank you. That was music for a found harmonium, which my father wrote on a harmonium that he found in the streets of Kyoto, I think. They left a note on it saying, does anyone want this? Came back the next day and it was still there. So he took it home and wrote that piece. This next piece is called Steady State.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. This next piece is called Perpetuum Mobile. Thank you. This next piece is called Oscar Tango. Thank you. And now Paul's dance.
Thank you.
Thank you. This next piece is called In the Back of a Taxi. And then the one we'll do after that is called Pale Peach Jukebox. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Now the next piece we're going to play is called Organum, which Catherine played the pipes on with my father back when they wrote it. And I've always wanted to play this piece, but in my head it's always had Catherine's pipes on it. So when they offered us the chance to play with someone, the first person I thought of was Catherine, because I just love the sound of these pipes. This is Organum. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now, this next piece is one of our new ones. This is, in fact, the world premiere of it. It's called Landau. Hope you like it.
Thank you.
Thank you. And now another new one. It's called Bramble May. Thank you. Thank you. Now, the next piece is called Telephone and Rubber Band. It was originally conceived by my father when he made a phone call in, I guess, the 70s, and he got a cross line with engaged and ringing tones. So he took the sort of earpiece off the telephone and hooked it into a tape recorder and made a loop of this. And sort of, so now a modern telephone is going to be giving us this loop. Sort of happy mixture of ancient and modern. Thank you very much. The next is our second last piece for the evening. It's called Giles Farnaby's Dream. Thank you. Now, before we do this last piece, I just wanted to introduce the band. At the end there on viola, we have Vince Green. On violin, Ollie Langford. On double bass, Andy Waterworth. On cello, Rebecca Waterworth. On pipes and fiddle, the very wonderful Catherine Tickell. On percussion, Cass Brown. And also on percussion, Pete Radcliffe. On violin, in a top hat, Darren Berry. On quattro, piano and harmonium, Tom Chichester-Clark. Let's see, on quattro, ukulele, kalimba, guitar, whistles, slap steel, Neil Codling. And on ukulele, Des Murphy.
And of course, Mr. Arthur Jeffers on anything he can get his hands on.
It's called Salty Bean Fumble.
Thank you.
That was, as Simon Jeffs, founder of the original Penguin Cafe Orchestra, said about his music, a very big yes to the survival of the heart. They started with a number called Dirt, and that was Salty Bean Fumble, ending this late night set from Penguin Cafe, introduced by Arthur Jeffs, who reincarnated the group 10 years after his father's death. He sees tonight's program as a tribute to Simon, and he's delighted that this music is embraced again by so many people as it continues to evolve. It's interesting, isn't it, in the light of Jonathan Harvey's recent remarks about the necessity for amplifying classical music. All the instruments on stage tonight, with the exception of the sampled mobile phone, are acoustic. So maybe this is the future. Mind you, it was a proper gig. Two mixing desks, one on stage, and the guitar technicians hovering in the wings. That really gives it away. And here is Arthur Jeffs again.
Thank you. Thank you very much. This very last piece is just a piano piece. I wrote it for my father's memorial about 13 years ago. I've been twiddling with it ever since. It's called Harry Piers.
Bonus track to end with is Arthur Jeffs played the solo in his own composition named for his father. The piece is called Harry Piers for Simon Harry Piers Jeffs. Simon Jeffs himself viewed his pieces as children leaving home, and he really enjoyed following their careers. Penguin Cafe is obviously very safe with Arthur. And I hope they're going to come back on again. Yes, they are. We need to see them one more time. Here is Arthur, and behind him the band. I should say they are dressed tonight in a picaresque array of vintage, looking, the boys, very like a sort of mixture between William Brown's Outlaws and Fagin's Boys. with Rebecca the cellist, obviously inspired perhaps by Beatrice Harrison or maybe the chosen maiden in Stravinsky's Rite of Spring, and guest Catherine de Kell, Svelte in Black. Catherine de Kell says this is so much more than a band. It's about people being more important, not the music. A lot of people are standing here in the Albert Hall. They've obviously had a good time. And now the band is waving us goodbye. So I guess it's goodbye from us too. It's the end of another day's music making here at the Royal Albert Hall. Tomorrow night at 7:30, the BBC Philharmonic and Gianandrea Noseda in music by Mozart, Schubert, Schumann and Robin Holloway. But for now, as I finish my proms presenting season, it's a very good night from me, Catherine Bott, and I'll hand you back to Broadcasting House and John Shea.
Thank you, Catherine. And as ever, you can hear that late night prom again anytime you like over the next 7 days by going to the Listen Again facility on the Radio 3 website, bbc.co.uk/Radio 3. Well, Catherine has just told us what we can look forward to tomorrow night, and Andrew McGregor now tells us what's on at the proms on Friday.
Exactly 400 years after Claudio Monteverdi published his great collection of church music, a special BBC Proms performance at the Royal Albert Hall brings together the choral, vocal and orchestral splendours of what is now universally known as his Vespers of 1610. Sir John Eliot Gardner and his Monteverdi Choir return to the music with which they made their Proms debut. It's a special penultimate night at the BBC Proms. Live on BBC Radio 3 this Friday night from 7:30.
Yes, one of my Desert Island discs, so I shall certainly be here to listen to that. Well, Max Reinhardt will be here in 5 minutes or so with Wednesday's Late Junction, so let's spend those few minutes in the company of John Dowland and Fretwork. The Lacrimae Pavan by John Dowland, played there by members of Fretwork. This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting on 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. At 1 o'clock, Susan Sharp will be here to take us through the night with music between 1 and 7. But now at 11.15, it's time for Wednesday's edition of Late Junction, presented by Max Reinhardt.
False, false, here you've been. Take me, my love. And often you've changed your mind. And now you've laid your love on some other fair one. I fear you.
Chris Drever with Fowls Fowls, a traditional song he describes as an old Scottish blues, and it's certainly an intense claustrophobic vision of unrequited love and false moves. That's blues territory. He was joined by Andy Cutting on diatonic accordion and Donald Shaw on masterfully minimalist piano. I'm Max Reinhardt. Welcome to a masterfully minimalist, or at least somewhat briefer, edition of Late Junction. Tonight we've slimmed down so that you could hear the late night prom which preceded us, featuring Catherine Tickell and the Penguin Cafe Orchestra. In a moment, some serious minimalism, with a piece entitled Untitled 40, Desk Life, by Claudia Molitor, performed by London Sinfonietta. But right now, our first visit to the movies tonight. If you haven't seen Emir Kusturica's Black Cat, White Cat yet, I think you should. Unless you think you might not enjoy a film that careers along at light speed through torrents of weddings, illicit liaisons, drink, drugs, goats, and Serbian gypsy music. The soundtrack was mostly written by Dr. Nela Karajlic. This is the Vivaldi version of the Bubamara theme, arranged and led by Dejan Sparavalo.
Thank you.
London Sinfonietta performing Untitled 40, Desk Life, a piece by Claudia Molitor depicting a composer at work. Claudia is one of the young composers who the London Sinfonietta commissioned to compose a work for their 40th anniversary concert, which took place a couple of years back at the Queen Elizabeth Hall, which is where that was recorded. Moving swiftly from Waterloo to Eastern Niger, yes, it's a small world, but I wouldn't want to have to paint it, here's a track by Malam Mamane Barker. He's probably the world's only master of the biram, a traditional five-string lute of the Baduma tribe. Apparently it's shaped like a boat. Mamani says that's because it was a fisherman's instrument. This is Mashi. Thank you.
Killing time won't stop this crime.
The Kiss by Philip Glass, from his soundtrack for Stephen Daldry's film The Hours. That was the movie which brought Michael Cunningham's book about Virginia Woolf to the screen. Cunningham's made it very clear that his two most favourite things of all in life are Virginia Woolf and Philip Glass. Imagine his delight when he heard that Glass was going to compose the soundtrack for that movie. I would imagine that Queen's Park Rangers fans are feeling the same kind of joy so far this season. Steady, it's only the second week of September. Before that, No Name 2 by Elliot Smith, from his first solo album from 1994, Roman Candle, which was remastered and re-released earlier this year. Elliot was a troubled soul from Portland, Oregon, who died in mysterious circumstances in 2003. But he left behind him a sheaf of wispy, gossamer-like melodies, like that one, with lyrics that lie in wait for you. Devon Sproul is also an American singer-songwriter, fortunately very much alive. In fact, coming up is a track from her Live in London CD to be released later this month. On Come Comet or Dove, you'll hear that her lyrics also belie the fragility of the music. But first, more movie music. Antonioni's Blow Up has long been a favourite film of mine. It's a sort of marginally unhinged thriller, set and indeed filmed in London just as the swinging 60s went psychedelic. Until I began to put this programme together, I hadn't realised that Herbie Hancock wrote and performed the score. Here's a fragment. Curiosity.
Set in as the summer began. I had just ceased to sing winter sore tune and rested my arm on the forgotten farmer of all that I can call my his floor. And there he lay white in a garden, darling, caught up in slumber, and I caught at his door. He blushes, therefore he is guilty, cried I, of some private reverie grand
The antiphon In Memoria Aeternum from Vivaldi's setting of Beatus Vir in the key of C, apparently the third psalm sang at Vespers, performed there by the ex-Cathedra Chamber Choir and Baroque Orchestra, directed by Geoffrey Skidmore. For full details of all the music played in this programme, check the Radio 3 web pages. You're listening to Lake Junction.
Yeah.
Branches by Norwegian multi-instrumentalist and vocalist Celia Ness from her CD Optics, which is released next Monday. She says it was recorded during summer and winter nights in a bright little room behind seven locks in a concrete building full of long dark corridors, which isn't giving that much away, I suppose. But you can find out more when she's over here on a week-long tour next month from the 6th of October. Before that, R.L. Burnside with Over the Hill, a track that features on More Miles Than Money, Garth Cartwright's intriguing compilation, which accompanies his inspirational book of the same name, in which he travels to the USA to find out where all their good music has got to. Let's leave the freeway for a while. This is Ravel's Pavan pour un enfant défunt, played by Mikhail Rudy.
I'm